Hi, Michelle. What's on your mind?
Hi, doctor. I had a couple of questions. I just recently started reading about an herb that you're probably very familiar with, but I wasn't, called olive leaf. And it seems to have a lot of medicinal benefits, and I was just wondering what you think about that. And secondarily, I had another question regarding hormone replacement therapy.
Okay.
I'm 56, and I was just wondering if do you recommend basically everybody use hormone replacement therapy, or only if you're experiencing certain symptoms, or
sure.
basically your views on that?
Okay, well, let's do the olive leaf first, because you asked that first. Olive leaf is truly a useful thing to have on the shelf, not just down at the health food store where you can run in and buy it. Why? Because olive leaf has a lot of antibacterial and antiviral properties. That's why. Not just bacteria, but viruses too. And so I know folks who, at the first sign of a cold, will ramp up their vitamin C and go into the pantry and get out the olive leaf and swallow that down. Not to mention taking the high-dose vitamin A and D that appeared, the article about which appeared in the New York State Journal of Medicine. And boy, they bring these infections to an end in a heck of a hurry. At least that's what they tell me. I wasn't at their house watching, but that's what they tell me. So I learned from a dentist who is a so-called biological dentist. In other words, he uses only all natural stuff, that one of the best things there was for dental infections was olive leaf. So a few years back, I had a dental infection, tried it on myself, and sure enough, it worked. One has to take a lot of it, though. So what? Nobody ever OD'd on olive leaf and hurt themselves. What I mean by a lot, well, the average-sized capsule, a person has to take 3 or 4 of them every 3 or 4 hours if one is going after an infection. But the worst anybody's told me about is, oh, yeah, stool's got a little bit loose. Maybe it was killing some germs down there. But that's about it, ma'am. So it's good stuff.
Okay, that's good to know. So when you say 3 or 4 capsules, how does that equate to, like, milligrams or?
Oh, it's usually up around 1 gram to 1.5 grams.
Okay.
Total.
All right.
Okay, now insofar as the bioidentical hormones, ma'am, and let's just stick to the lady's side because you're a lady, and that is the only people who shouldn't take bioidentical hormones are those who don't mind looking, I'm sorry, but like an old lady at 80 to 85, those who don't mind a higher risk of osteoporosis, those who don't mind a higher risk of heart attack and stroke. And I could go on and on and on about all the things that bioidentical hormones being without will allow you to come down with sooner. But here's the big one. Rockefeller University research showed that estrogen for women and testosterone for men helped keep the brain clear of the stuff that accumulates and causes Alzheimer's disease. Estrogens help ladies not get cognitive decline. And if we get cognitive decline, we don't care how we look or whether we have a heart attack or have osteoporosis. So you might be able to tell, ma'am, that I think that it would be a good idea for everyone who wants to, who is a woman, who wants to stay as healthy as she can for as long as she can, to get herself onto bioidentical hormones. Now, what if she was a breast cancer survivor? Well, okay, there's one of the estrogens called estriol that is anti-carcinogenic and only contacts the receptors that work against breast cancer and other cancers. So we can use a higher dose of estriol because it isn't as strong as the pro-carcinogenic estrogen, so we just have to use more of it. And we combine it with something called 2-methoxyestradiol, which is a form of estrogen, which researchers have called a profoundly anti-carcinogenic estrogen. And we use those too for cancer survivors. And I've been doing that for ever since the 2-methoxyestradiol became available, doing those two things for a couple of decades now. And nobody's had a recurrence of their cancer, and everybody is simply feeling better. So I'll shut up about that, ma'am, but it is a very, very, very good way of extending one's healthy lifetime.
Well, I take it that you also feel the same way for men, because I have a husband and we're the same age.
Hey, we don't want the ladies looking lovely without wanting to chase them, do we?
Okay.
Us guys need our testosterone, but I tell the guys who come in to see me because they're not chasing so good, I tell them, excuse me, let's look at that research about Alzheimer's. It cuts your risk of Alzheimer's, sir. And if you've got cognitive decline, you're not going to chase anybody.
True that. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.